Hello, I'm Dr. Tom Zunger, and welcome to today's Mental Health Minute podcast. Our theme for today is psychotic or psychosis, sometimes referred to as being crazy, mental, loony, and all kinds of other everyday words to refer to someone who's in a condition we call psychosis. So what is it to be psychotic, or what is psychosis? Well, it's a state where the brain isn't working correctly, and people lose touch with reality. So technically, to be psychotic is losing touch with everyday reality. If you think about the brain is an organ like any other organ in our body, and when the brain organ isn't working correctly, certain things can go wrong. The brain is responsible for our thinking, our sensing, our feeling, and our behaving. So when your brain's not working right, your thinking system can go funny and not work correctly. So in a state of psychosis, people can start thinking that things are occurring that really aren't happening. They might think they're being followed, being watched, being monitored, when in fact they're not. Or the body's and the brain's sensing system can go awry. So when you normally would see things or hear things, if your brain isn't working right, you might start hearing things that aren't actually there or seeing things that may not actually be there. Similarly, the brain's responsible for our feelings and our behaving. In a state of psychosis, people sometimes start to feel unusual, but generally their feelings aren't affected as much as their thinking and their sensing. And because of the type of thoughts they might be having, they might start behaving strangely or somewhat oddly. If you think you're being followed, you may start to look about and dart your eyes watching people, or maybe even try and protect yourself and hide and get away from other people. So you might see homeless people, you might see people in need of help who look odd. They might be in your local park, they might be on your streets, and you can't figure out what they're up to, why they're not better groomed, taking care of themselves better. It's not for sure, but there's a good chance that some of these people may be suffering from a psychotic disorder or psychotic condition. Now, what causes psychosis or people to be in this state that some people sometimes call terrible names? Sometimes they refer to them as crazy, odd, mental, kooky, nuts, strange, weird. You pick your terms for them. Really, they're just suffering from some kind of condition that affects their brain organ, and it's our lack of understanding that tends to make us shy away from them and sometimes even be scared of them. Generally, there's nothing to be feared, just most of the time you don't understand what's really going on. Hopefully today's piece of information will help you understand them a bit better and maybe feel a bit more compassionate to people you see in this condition. Well, a psychotic condition can be caused by a variety of things. There can be a primary psychosis when it's the brain itself having some type of disorder, such as perhaps schizophrenia, that might be causing the psychosis. Or a psychosis can be secondary to a variety of other causes. I'll talk first about secondary psychosis that's caused by other reasons. Some of the more common ones are use of street drugs or any other strong medications or drugs that are taken inappropriately. Taking hallucinogen like LSD, magic mushrooms, too much marijuana, too much alcohol for that matter, can actually make a person start imagining things that aren't actually there. There are certain medical conditions that cause a high fever, inflammation, metabolic confusion when someone's extremely ill, and they can start imagining things that aren't actually happening. Very rarely, epileptic seizure conditions, brain tumors, or very severe mood disorders, depressions or manias that get very severe, people can also start to imagine things that aren't actually happening. Those are just some of the secondary causes of psychosis. You may have seen a person ill in the hospital with a very high fever or very unwell, talking about something and making little sense. Those are temporary psychotic conditions where they're out of touch with reality. But for the most part, we use the term psychosis or psychotic disorders to refer to conditions or mental health problems where people often stay in these states for many months, sometimes years, and we don't quite understand the underlying cause. We know there may be a genetic component that they tend to run a little bit more in families, but just because there's someone with a psychotic disorder in your family does not mean you're necessarily going to develop one or that you or your family members will develop one. In terms of treating psychotic disorders, the good news is that we've moved forward to what we call a recovery model of treatment, where it used to be people had to suffer from these conditions. Now you can actually treat them, and in many cases recover a fair bit in terms of a person's psychosocial functioning, where they get back to having good long-term relationships, possibly working, and living full, rich lives despite the psychotic disorder. Now, the first thing I'm going to recommend is getting information, good quality information, from public health agencies, from universities, good hospitals, and credible professional organizations to find out about psychotic disorders. Understanding what's going on for you or your family and loved ones or friends can be very helpful. It also helps you understand people in your community or neighbors who may be suffering from psychotic disorders so that you know what may be going on with them and that they may mean you no harm. It's just that they may have a brain condition or a psychotic disorder that causes their behavior to look somewhat strange or odd to you. There are very strong and good family supports for family members of psychotic disorders so that they can understand, or if you're a family member, you can learn about your loved ones as to what's going on and how to get them help. There are very good peer support groups so that if you're suffering or know someone with a psychotic disorder, they can get other people who have already recovered or are suffering from the same kinds of issues that they can get credible, trusted advice from who know what they may be going through. In terms of specific treatment, there are some forms of counseling that help people out with their housing requirements, with finances, with some of their other medical health care, and there's specific mental health treatment. This usually takes the form of medications we call antipsychotic medications. The hope of these medications is to try and control the psychotic symptoms so that the brain gets back to its normal functioning. Now, the medications are not a cure. They don't make whatever caused the psychosis to go away, but what they do is they control the symptoms. So if someone's having psychotic conditions or ideas we call delusions, for example, paranoid delusions that they're being followed or monitored when they're actually not being followed at all, antipsychotic medication can help those paranoid thoughts go away or be controlled. Similarly, if somebody's hallucinating and hearing voices all the time that are tormenting them or seeing things that aren't there, antipsychotic medications can help control these and make the voices go away or go back to such a quiet level they don't interfere with a person's life nearly as much. Many of the medications are reasonably safe, but they all have some side effects, so it's important that you talk to your healthcare provider to find out which medications may be best for you. Some of the older traditional antipsychotic medications had some side effects which might affect your movement system, cause some body stiffness, but that could often be managed with other medications. The newer antipsychotic or novel or atypical antipsychotic medications don't tend to cause the muscle or movement side effects as much, but they might affect your blood sugar and your weights and your cholesterol and triglyceride and lipid levels in your body. So again, talk to your doctor, see which of these medications is best for you. One of the other benefits of treating psychosis with antipsychotic medications is your cognitions, or the way your brain works in terms of concentrating, organizing thoughts, and helping you get around your daily life in terms of dressing yourself, shopping, organizing your household, can also benefit greatly. Psychosis can be very strange to outsiders. People can look really weird. I know of the local guy in my park we called Squirrel Man because all he would do would be outside feeding the squirrels. We stayed away from him because we didn't understand what was happening with him. But understanding about psychosis and knowing what he may be doing, knowing why he might be talking to himself on occasion, makes me feel much more compassionate towards him and what he's coping with, and really respect him much more as to how he goes about managing his day and his life. Often, community supports or getting a community case manager, if possible, can be extremely helpful to a person suffering from a psychotic condition. Schizophrenia is the word we use to refer to conditions where people have long-term chronic psychotic conditions that are not due to any other cause that we've been able to understand. Schizophrenia does not mean two personalities. It instead means sometimes a split between a person's thoughts and their feelings and behaviors. And schizophrenia hopefully will be unraveled by researchers sooner than later. Most likely some genetics play a part, but there are a variety of brain chemicals and brain functions we're starting to understand. Abnormalities in your dopamine, serotonin, and other inhibitory neurotransmitter levels seem to be implicated, and some of our newer imaging techniques are showing actual changes in brain areas of activity in people who have psychotic conditions such as schizophrenia. The good news is there's help available. With the right treatment, people can live much richer and fuller lives and hopefully get back to a good recovery where they enjoy a normal life as though they didn't have a psychotic condition. Support for family members and peer support can be invaluable, and at times intervening for a person's safety to protect them from their psychotic condition can also be required and important. For finding out more about psychotic conditions, check on www.mentalhealthminute.com for some recommended links so that you and your caring loved ones can benefit. I'm Dr. Thomas Unger with today's Mental Health Minute podcast.